The purpose of the Holy Spirit for the fig tree is for fruit.
圣灵对于葡萄的旨意，它果子变成酒。
The purpose of the Holy Spirit for the grape is for the fruit to become wine.
所以橄榄种在油。
The importance of the olive is oil.
葡萄种在酒。
The grape is wine.
然后呢，无花果种在果。
The fig is the fruit.
所以现在大家明白了。
Now you understand.
果子是很重要的。
Fruit is very important.
不过橄榄要经过压榨才变成酒。
But the olive has to go through an oil press to become wine.
葡萄也要经过压榨才变成酒。
The grape has to go through the wine press to become wine.
但是无花果树是让人满足的。
But the fig tree allows man to be satisfied.
但在成长的过程里面。
But through maturity,
没有人看见它开花。
Nobody sees its blossom.
但是昆虫从那个洞里进去，它知道那里面的花是怎样的花。
But the wasp that goes into the fruit knows how that flower looks.
所以弟兄姊妹，等到春天来到的时候
，So when the spring arrives,
你就知道说结果在望，没有不将来一定会有果子。
You will see that all the fruit will be born.
这就是基督生命成长是有盼望的。
That says that there is hope in the Christian growth.
当你看见春天的时候
，When you see spring,
你就到了秋天，你一定会有收获。
You know that you're going to have a harvest in autumn.
所以这是给我们看见。
This shows,
当我们走在属灵春天的时候
when we walk in our spiritual
spring, 那就是我们经历与基督一同复活的时候。
That is when we experience his life of resurrection.
所以两次说与我同去。
Twice he says, come away.
让圣灵来描写整个的花园。
Then the Holy Spirit describes the entire garden.
整个的撒玛利亚。
The entire Samaria.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
如果你真的与他同去。
If you indeed go with him,
你看见吗？现在苏拉尼所经历的
，So what the Shulamite has experienced,
不只是幔内的
，Not only the life within the veil,
他不是在一定的时间、一定的地点就能经历主的同在。
They don't, she doesn't just experience the Lord's presence at a certain time.
他随时随地都能经历主。
But she can experience his presence at all times, at any time.
就是有山有岭。
Even if there is a mountain or a hill,
所有的艰难都在他脚下。
All the difficulties are under her feet.
没有一样东西能摸着他。
Not anything can touch her.
所以这个护照是什么护照？
What is this calling?
这个护照是什么？是复活的护照。
This calling is the calling of resurrection.
与我同去。
Go and come with me.
那个去就告诉我们要进入所罗门的经历。
To go means to enter into Solomon's experience.
所以等到我们真的有这个经历
When we have, truly have this experience,
然后就是十四节
Then verse 14.
我的鸽子啊，你在磐石穴中，在陡岩的隐秘处，求你容我得见你的面貌，得听你的声音，因为你的声音柔和，你的面貌秀美。
Oh my God, at the cleft of the rock, in the secret places of the cliff, let me see your face, let me hear your voice.For your voice is sweet and your face is lovely.
所以当这个苏拉密真的顺服了
When the Shulamite truly obeyed,
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
现在他不止穿过撒玛利亚
Not only has she crossed through Samaria,
他再往前到加利利海附近的时候
When she continues through the near the Sea of Galilee,
那就是我们所看见的鸽子谷
And that is what we saw, the Valley of Doves.
在这个时候你看见鸽子是在磐石穴里面
Here we see the doves in the clefts of the rock.
在这个时候
At this time,
当我们真的有复活的经历
When we have the experience of resurrection,
你看见主就把我们摆在磐石穴
The Lord will put us in the clefts of the rock.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
磐石穴代表死。
The cleft of the rock represents death.
但今天我们能够住在基督里。
But today we can abide in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，当神圣灵把我们藏在磐石穴里面的时候
，When the Holy Spirit hides us in the cleft,
我们自然就显出我们的美丽。
Then we can naturally express our beauty.
所以这里主，这里。所罗门就说求你容我得见你的面貌得听你的声音
Here Solomon says let me see your face let me hear your voice
因为你的声音柔和你的面貌秀美
For your voice is sweet and your face is lovely
感谢主
Thank the Lord
什么时候我们的主能够因着我们顺服而得到满足
When the Lord can be satisfied because we obey,
那是我们最大的荣耀。
That is our greatest glory.
所以但愿要让我们知道。
Let us know.
只有当我们与他同去。
Only when we go with him.
我们才能有磐石穴的经历。
Then we can have the experience of being in the cleft of the rock.
而那个磐石穴是在陡岩的隐秘处。
And that cleft of the rock.Is in the secret places of the cliff.
现在不是在耶路撒冷。
No longer in Jerusalem.
不是在内室。
No longer in the chamber.
也不是在隐基里。
No longer in the yeti.
现在你看见圣灵把我们带到陡岩的隐秘。
Now the Holy Spirit takes us to the secret places of the cliff.
一面我们经历他的同在。
On one hand we experience His presence.
另一面叫我们的主能够得救满。
On the other hand, our Lord can be satisfied.
我们有哪一点能够让主喜欢？
What point in us do we does the Lord
have pleasure?
There is nothing that satisfies the Lord in us.
什么时候我们都在磐石穴内？
Whenever we are in the cleft of the rock.
什么时候我们肯与他同去？
When we are willing to go with him.
你看见我们的主就满足。
Then our Lord is satisfied.
不过这里他给我们的警告。
But here he gives us a warning.
他们要给我们擒拿狐狸。
He says.Half of the foxes,
就是毁坏葡萄园的小狐狸。
The little foxes that spoil the vine.
现在不是花园吗？
Isn't this a flower garden?
葡萄不是开花吗？
Isn't the grape blossom?
开花没有多久不是要结果吗？
Doesn't it afterwards bear fruit?
但是问题在这里啊。
But here's the question.
你看见有些狐狸。
You see there's some fox.
这个大狐狸跟小狐狸不一样。
You know there's a difference between a big fox.
大狐狸专门吃果子。
A big fox always eats the fruit.
小狐狸专门吃枝子。
The little fox always eats the branches.
你看见吗？等到这个葡萄要结果以前，你看见春天来到，很快就结果了。
So right before the vineyard is the vine is to give a bear the grape.
现在葡萄都成长了。
And the vine is mature.
也有枝了，也有果子了。
There you have the branches, you have the fruit.
但是在花园里面有难处，不是没有难处的。
But there are difficulties in the garden.
实在。有一天你要看见
Sooner or later you'll see.
虽然我们与此同去
Even though we go with him
但是我们里面有小狐狸有大狐狸
But inside we have little foxes and big foxes
但是小狐狸比大狐狸更可怕
Little foxes are scarier than big foxes
当我们接着果子来的时候
When we bear a fruit
大狐狸就把果子就拿走了
The big fox will take it away
这就是基甸所碰到的
This is what Gideon experienced
这个以色列人不是没有丰收吗
It's not that the Israelites didn't have a harvest
以色列人为什么贫穷呢
Why were they poor?
那个所有丰收都被他们抢走了
Because all their harvest was stolen by the enemy
所以他们贫穷呢
Therefore they were poor
很多基督徒不是贫穷啊
Today Christians are not
a poor. 开花也结果。
They bloom, they bear fruit.
那为什么还贫穷？
But why am I still poor?
你到葡萄园一看，什么果子都不见了。
How come in the vineyard the fruit is all gone?
被大狐狸吃掉了。
It's because the big fox ate it.
但是比大狐狸更可怕的。
But something scarier than the big fox.
小狐狸。
The little fox.
小狐狸专门吃枝子。
The little fox eats the branches.
你知道，一把枝子吃掉。
If you eat the branch,
什么盼望都没有。
There's no more hope.
你光吃果子，
If you eat the fruit,
还留下枝子，
You still have the branch.
以后枝子还可以结果。
The branch can still bear fruit.
你把枝子一拿掉，
But if you eat the branch,
什么盼望也没有。
You lose all hope.
弟兄，主不是说我派你去结果子。
Doesn't the Lord say, I send you to bear fruit?
而是让你的果子能够长存。
And that your fruit will be long lasting.
主说我是葡萄树。
The Lord said, I am the vine.
你们是枝子。
You are the branches.
住在我里面。
If you abide in me,
这人就多结果子。
That will be much fruit.
You
bear much fruit.
你真的与主同住。
And when you abide in me,
你真的与主同去。
And you go with him.
艰难处在哪里？
What's the problem?
为什么很多基督徒不是没有追求，不是没有不聚会？
Why are there so many Christians? Not because they don't go to the meeting or don't have any.
他的难处就是大狐狸和小狐狸。
The difficulty is between the little and the older.
大狐狸代表我们这个旧人，代表我们的肉。
The big fox represents our flesh.
小狐狸是代表我们这个旧人里面已经很小很小，天天养成一种习惯。
The little fox represents in our life.The little habits that we formed.
我们以为没有什么重要。
We thought those were very important.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
那一些旧人的小习惯。
Those little habits in our old man.
就是小狐狸。
is on the little fox.
这个小狐狸不知不觉就把我们侄子拿走。
These little foxes unbeknownst to us will take away our branch.
所以要给我擒拿狐狸。
So catch us the fox.
就是毁坏葡萄园的小狐狸。
The little fox that spoiled the vine.
这个花园要长要结果了。
This garden is to bear fruit.
先是开花，后来结果。
Blossom fruit first, then bears fruit.
但是最后
，But at the end,
什么都没有。
It has nothing.
因为我们纵容狐狸在那里跑来跑去。
Because we allow the foxes to run around in the garden.
狐狸当然指着我们肉体来说。
Of course, the fox represents our flesh.
什么欺诈狐狸？
How do you catch the fox?
所以保罗说，我与基督同钉死。
That is why Paul says, I am crucified with Christ.
我的旧人已经与基督同钉死。
My old man is already crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是。
It is no longer I who live.
所以你让十字架在你身上做更深的工作。
So you allow the cross to do a deeper work in your life.
除去我们一些旧人的习惯。
To take away the habits of our old man.
这 Ebbie Meyer 讲了一个故事很有意思。
Ebbie Meyer told us a story that was very interesting.
那真的故事是发生在苏格兰的。
And it's a true story that happened in Scotland.
因为他所在的地方是爱丁堡，所以一定是爱丁堡大学的故事。
So the story at the, and he lived in Edinburgh, so probably a story at the University of Edinburgh.
他们有一天呢，就忽然间整个的爱丁堡大学一滴水也没有。
One day, the whole university lacked water.
他们的水呀是从水塔来的。
Their water actually came from a water tower.
然后经过水管呢，就到底每一个到每一个房间里。
And through different pipes, it would go to the different rooms.
但是不知道为什么。
But they didn't know what.
有一天那个水池里面呢，竟然很多的青蛙。
So inside the water tower, a lot of frogs went and got in.
那起头可能就是青蛙。
And it actually was just a couple of frogs.
那因为你又去对付它。
But because you didn't handle them,
后来青蛙呢就长成小蝌蚪
and then those little frogs ended up with little tadpoles.
这个小蝌蚪因为个子很小啊
and because the little tadpoles are very small,
所以它慢慢的不光在池子里面，也可以跑到水管里面去。
Not only were they in the water tower, but they ended up in the pipe.
那个水管呢，大青蛙进不去的。
So the big frog obviously can't go into the pipe.
小青蛙就可以进去了。
But the little frog could.
小青蛙就是蝌蚪嘛。
So the little frog was a tadpole.
所以等到那个水管呢，很多水管不是有转弯的地方吗？
And you know there are bends in the pipe.
结果小蝌蚪啊，游到地方，冲不挤到这地方去了。
And all the tadpoles will swam until they got stuck at the bend.
一点的水也没有。
So no more water.
你知道吗，弟兄？
You know,
我们每次来聚会不应该一点供应都没有。
Every time we come to a meeting, we should not have any.
你为什么不能做见证？你为什么不能祷告
？Why can't you pray? Why
你蒙恩那么久了，难道波饼柱你不祷告吗
？You have been saved for so long. Do you not pray at the?
有可能吗
？Is that possible?
弟兄姊妹，如果活水在你们涌流的话
，If the living water is flowing through you,
结果当然这个活水就流出来了。
Of course, the living water flows out.
但你不晓得
，But you don't know.
你从来不知道怎么一回事。
You do never know.
慢慢蝌蚪就在里面长大了。
Slowly the tadpole starts to grow.
慢慢的活水就被塞住了。
Suddenly, slowly the living water gets stuck.
你明白这件事吗
？You see that?
所以现在我们知道了。
Now we know.
我们有太多的理由叫我们不比可以不祷告。
We have too many reasons to not pray at the Lord's table.
我今天太累了。
I'm too tired.
我今天心情不大好。
My, I don't not feeling well today.
弟兄姊妹，你有很多的理由。
You have many reasons.
你已经养成了习惯，你推诿的习惯，推脱的习惯。
And then you have a habit of just letting it go.
你原谅你自己。
You forgive yourself.
你就编了十个理由
，and then you have 10 different reasons.
然后编了二十个理由
，and then 20 different reasons.
这个理由就慢慢把你催眠了
，and then this reason will actually appease you.
然后你就睡着了
，and then you fall asleep.
所以波饼聚会的时候
，so during worship,
一首诗歌又是一首诗歌
，another song and another hymn.
那个诗歌不敢填时间的
，and all those hymns fill your time.
应该在诗歌唱，应该马上有祷告才对呀。
After a hymn, you should pray.
你如果真的要真的是春天开。
Yes, indeed, it is blooming in the spring.
你一定听见百鸟叫的声音。
You should have heard the bird sing.
那个白鸟的声音就是赞美的声音。
The pearls of sound is the sound of praise.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果今天我们教会里面充满赞美的声音
，If the church is filled with the voice of praise,
那一定春天到了。
And that means the spring has arrived.
但是弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
这个果，这个花园像不像花园呢
？Is the garden like a garden?
问题要问，你不能只开花没有结果的。
you can't just have flowers, you need to bear fruit.
难处是什么?
What is the problem?
难处是狐狸和小狐狸。
The problem are the foxes and the little foxes.
所以但愿世界要带我们做更深的工作。
May the fox continue to work in our lives.
那狐狸就是毁坏葡萄园的小